From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause. He had been alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and with representatives of the opposition groups. He stressed the importance of gaining results.
The UN cannot allow simply procedural matters to actually become more important than actually the result for the humanitarian situation of the Syrian people who have been waiting for us to deliver, this time not a conference, but something concrete for them.
Meanwhile, Syrian state television says the army and Shiite militias had broken rebels' three-year blockade around Nubil and Zara, part of the government's advance in Aleppo province in recent days. 70 world leaders are due Thursday in London for the fourth Syria Donors Conference. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The toll on civilians grows heavier by the month as Syria's civil war enters its sixth year. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed. 4.5 million Syrians have fled the country, and a further 6.6 million are internally displaced, half of them children. World leaders are aiming to raise $9 billion. Last year, the United Nations received only $3.3 billion of the $8.4 billion promised by donors. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. This is VOA News.